This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
My friends, certainly. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm. And it's always a pleasure to invite Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News to kick things off with us. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you doing? It's been a crazy day here in Washington.
Boy, no kidding. It's been a crazy day, right? I'm going to ask you this first. What was the reaction? It's probably pretty obvious to what's been going on in London.
Well, I think that, you know, people are very worried about two things. Number one, obviously, what's going to happen to Theresa May, given all this terrorism, and what's going to happen to Brexit? And then secondly, how can they stop the terrorists?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. How can they stop the terrorists? That is the $9 billion question.
And also the terrorists, as you know, went to Paris. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, that's the best word. What else can we say about it? You're absolutely right.
Right.
Something that you sent to me, and I thought this was interesting, on press briefings. What? None are being held tomorrow?
Yeah. So today, as somebody who deals with statistics at the White House found that there have only been 7 briefings in all of the month of May. I believe it was May they took a look at. Or maybe it's June. I'm not sure. But anyhow, they were 27 minutes, somewhere as short as 10 minutes. There have been 2 briefings in the last week that have not been on camera or allowed audio recording. So there you have the White House completely controlling the press. Now, it's interesting. The CNN reporter, Jim Acosta, has said that the press people ought to boycott all the White House briefings. Well, unfortunately, they can't really do that because, of course, they're large networks, NBC, CNN, whatever, that tell their people that they have to be there. But if you're not going to have real press briefings, why be there? Even when they were doing daily briefings under Bush and Obama and Clinton, I used to tell everybody, if you want to cover the White House, don't go to the White House.
How apropos, don't go to the White House. Wow. I mean,
it is
wild.
Because they always try to control the message, even if it's a press briefing. But to not have a press briefing and to not see the presser, the briefer's reaction when questions are asked on camera is a whole new experience for me, and I've been covering the White House for 24 years.
Yeah, and so there was no way to ask about Megyn Kelly's interview and Alex Jones knowing Trump and
of course not.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, because you couldn't do it, so that's crazy.
And now there's rumor that Sean Spicer is going to be moved up to be communications director, and they're looking for somebody that can deal with the press. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Well, Ellen, you should apply.
Yes,
exactly. Exactly.
It would be like you and me. I don't think they'd have either of us.
I don't think so either. All right. How about this? How about the guy, Warmbier, and the family not? What, did the family take him off life support? This North Korea situation was terrible.
Well, we think the family probably either stopped doing an IV drip of a liquid or something because clearly he was brain dead. And maybe breathing on his own, but that's your brain stem. And so the question is, what did North Korea do to him? It wasn't that he took a pill. They could have somehow cut off his airway. And they may have put a bag over his head. They might have pressed on his carotid, and we can't see it. A year later, whatever they did, he clearly had brain damage and was never going to recover.
Yeah, wow. A terrible situation, obviously.
And now the situation is Donald Trump going to add sanctions?
Yep.
Is he going
yep.
to make sure that the you know, and also, can he write an executive order? There's some debate about this as to whether Americans are not allowed to go to North Korea without written permission from the State Department. Now, there is some legal opinion saying that that can be the case, that he could issue an executive order. If he could, he probably will.
Yeah. The you know, speaking of that, you went to Cuba. What did you make of what happened with Cuba and reworking what Obama had done?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Chamber of Commerce is against what the president has done by cutting off Cuba. There's some discussion as to whether some of the competitive hotels to the Trump hotels have something to do with this to cut off tourism. And then there's some people that say that they're just going to allow China and Europe to go in, and we're just going to be cut out for something that's 90 miles off the coast of the United States of America.
Yeah, wow. And then, of course, everybody's wondering about the health care bill. I was just talking about that the other day.
Well, that's right. So the question about the health care bill is whether there's going to be any kind of health care bill that really comes through, because there's some debate in the Republican Party. And the other issue about this health care bill is whether they're going to extend. Usually they take most of August off in a non-election year, even certainly during an election year. And the question is whether they're going to take that time off again.
Yeah, wow.
And whether
so much happening.
It to try and get a help. There's always something happening these days. Never a dull moment.
I love it. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was interesting. Good stuff from Ellen. She has covered, as she said, Washington for a very long time and has not seen anything like some of what we're seeing right now. So it's interesting what ends up happening with healthcare. I know I say this all the time on this show. What's in your wallet? What's in my wallet? Pick out that little piece of paper. Maybe it's a laminated card. And when you need it, you're going to have to know what kind of coverage you're going to get. And this affects every single one of us. I don't care what you're making. I don't care what your situation is, whether you have kids, you know, whatever it is. It affects all of us. So we have to care, right? We care. If there's anything we care about, I believe it's what happens to us health-wise, and it's when you need it, that's when it becomes scary for people, for so many of us who don't even realize what's covered, what's not, especially if you've been lucky and been particularly healthy. I believe that it's a much better way to go when there's more conversation about it. So, in other words, not the rush to the vote, I think, is better. So if there are more committees that are actually meeting on more specifics of what was sticking in everybody's craw with pre-existing conditions or whatnot, I think that's better in the long run for everybody. If the Republicans can make a bill that's more palatable to some in the Democratic Party, that's much better off. If there is bipartisan support, of course, and maybe I'm daydreaming and maybe unicorns will fly by my window as I'm speaking to you out of these plush studios, but I'll tell you what, I always have hope. There's a little bit of this optimism that still definitely rages through me, for sure. And I would love to see something that's better, something that works, something that can be reworked more quickly, I guess. That was the big thing about the last health care bill. What we heard in the beginning was, don't worry, yes, it's not perfect, but we'll rework some of the elements of it. And really, it didn't get reworked. And that was a huge part of that problem, for sure. All right, stay with us. We've just scratched the surface. Much more coming your way. How about these planes? Can you imagine planes crippled because of the heat? Where did that happen? I got you covered on that next on America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Would be enough to keep me off of an aircraft. You don't have to chase me away from a gate by saying it's just too darn hot. 20 American Airlines flights out of Sky Harbor International Airport, you know where that is? Phoenix, have been canceled, they say, because the weather forecast is predicting 120 degrees for Tuesday. They just say there's no way. They're not going to do it. They're not going to take those planes off. Extreme temps, of course, hamper a plane's ability to get off the ground. The higher the temperatures rise, the more speed the plane needs to take off. Runways may not be long enough to accommodate the extra need for the speed. Get it? So Airbus, Boeing, they have bigger engines, but some of those regional flights they can't handle. So with flight changes, American said they would be free of charge, but customers are stuck, right? So that's the problem. Are you stuck and you have to be somewhere else? But listen, they wouldn't have to tell me twice the reason why I couldn't fly, because we're not sure the flight will actually take off. Again, I will stay at the gate and figure something else out. It's just something you don't think about. But it's true. It's oppressive what that heat is in Phoenix, and I've been there several times last year, and it was oppressive. That is for sure. If you do get anything done in Phoenix, it has to be done between the hours of 5 a.m. and 6 when it's 120. Talk about productive people in the early morning hours. That's where you find them. If they get up early, they are getting up real, real early. Let's put it that way. Okay, since we zig and zag in a couple of different directions in that one, and you know, there's something that's buzzing. If any of you are doing any kind of business in Phoenix, or maybe you're listening to me in Phoenix, I know we do have some listeners there, then you totally can relate to what I was just saying. The aftermath of the London attack, the suspect identified, arrested, of course, and the van smashing into the group of people. They say by right-wing extremists, the Paris attack driver had explosives and a rifle but was flagged for extremism. Oh, boy. And the Champs-Élysées, the driver had all that and was ready to go. So the suspect tried to attack security Monday afternoon. He rammed his car into a police van. He had all that stuff. He was raring to do it. The attacker, of course, died after the incident. The French Interior Minister said that the guy was a 31-year-old man from a Paris suburb. He was burned after his car exploded when he deliberately crashed it. The police van caught fire, but it was contained. And then they found all the goodies inside, and the goodies meaning the things that would just rip apart people's lives. So, boy, is constantly under siege is Paris. And one of the most beautiful places you could ever want to go, and now one of the scariest places you could ever want to go, so it seems. And it's just like what's going on with, you know, London, and you see this, and I think, I pity the people, you know, no wonder why. I just was noticing this the other day, and now I get the correlation. There's incredibly cheap flights, I'm not saying every airline, but incredibly cheap flights to Paris and to London have suddenly popped up. And maybe it's because some people are rethinking that, unless it's business or they think, yeah, what are the odds of this happening? It feels like the odds are changing, doesn't it? Day by day. So luckily, this attacker was thwarted. He didn't have a criminal record, but he had been on the watch list since 2015 because of ties to radical, you got it, the radical Islamist movement. So they're opening an investigation to find out what they can find out about more specifics of the ties that he had. And, you know, there was a State Department that tweeted out, "We encourage U.S. citizens in Paris to advise family members in the U.S. of your safety and follow advice of the French authorities." Boy, that doesn't make you feel really good about your trip to the Louvre or to the Eiffel Tower or any number of areas that you would go and visit in Paris, right? I mean, France, let's face it, has been under a state of emergency anyway since November of 2015 because of all those attacks by Islamic extremists in Paris. And then this thing happens a day after a van mowed down several people leaving a mosque just after midnight. To reiterate, the casualties there, one person died, 10 people were injured. Jeez. Crazy. I mean, it is. We live in crazy times. And I don't like fear-mongering, definitely not, but there is a reason why you can get a cheap flight right now, because there are people who are backing off maybe a trip they would take, I think. I'm not saying everyone, but I think there's people that are thinking, do I really want to do that? Because I just happen to be in the wrong place, and these people who are ramming into people, you know, we've seen Americans and others get caught in the middle of this. Definitely. So what's interesting about what's happening court-wise, I haven't talked about the robes very much lately, excuse me, but this is one that we talked about before on the show many, many times, because it's been years. So when you run something up the flagpole to the Supreme Court, a lot of times it does take time, and it goes through so many different courts. Daniel Snyder, do you recognize the name? Maybe not. He is the Redskins owner. He said, excuse me, on Monday, that he is thrilled about the Supreme Court's decision to strike down a federal trademark law banning names the government deems offensive. The court ruling came in a separate case brought by an Oregon-based Asian American band called the Slants, which had been denied a trademark because their name was considered disparaging. The court ruled Monday that the law is unconstitutional. So the decision has big impact on the Redskins' dispute with the same office, which, of course, is the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. They canceled numerous trademarks for the team, 3 years ago over allegations that the name is insulting to Native Americans. So what the Redskins lawyer said is the Supreme Court vindicated the team's position that the First Amendment blocks the government from denying or canceling a trademark registration based on the government's opinion. I think that ruling was right. Whether it's offensive or not, I understand, especially somebody who covered a few Indian tribes in my career when I lived in Albuquerque. The NFL didn't comment on it. What are they going to say? But certainly there's no question that the Redskins are happy about that because they want to maintain the Washington Redskins. And see, here's the thing. It could get sticky and they're right about this. I'm sure there would be lots of names that would be offensive and probably really flat out wrong to use. And, you know, but here's the thing. My gosh, you know, there's so many people you could go after for that. And there has to be a line somewhere. And I think that case, it kind of shows that line, I guess. Now, it's interesting because Justice Alito, in the court's opinion, agreed, you know, with the band and said the commercial market is well stocked with merchandise that disparages prominent figures and groups. And the line really between non-commercial speech and commercial speech isn't very clear always. And the case pretty much illustrates it. If affixing the commercial label permits the suppression of any speech that may lead to political or social volatility, free speech would be endangered. So that's that. And that will change maybe the outcome of a few cases, because there are always lots of interesting challenges, I think, when it comes to intellectual property and specifically trademarks. Definitely. There are all kinds of challenges when it comes to that. And so this is just another one of those. But a big one, because the Redskins, who then announced they're thrilled with the trademark ruling, you know, that certainly is very, very, very big for that team that was being pummeled and challenged in all different directions. And the NFL, they just backed right out of that controversy now, because they want nothing to do with any kind of controversy there, realizing they're not going to win because you're going to infuriate some fans and they're going to infuriate some Native Americans. And then on the other hand, you have the whole Redskins Nation to contend with. So that was a pretty interesting case that got some serious attention. And then you think of other teams, and sometimes they voted to change a mascot or change the name of a team, but they're not going to be forced to, or the challenges would go down, I think, pretty easily compared to what they would have before that Supreme Court ruling. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
You know what that is? That's when we do this thing on America Tonight, where we believe there's people actually paying attention to the newspapers. I have a lot of friends that are newspaper reporters, and actually they're not fake news people. They're not ridiculous. They're actually reporting the facts. They're good journalistic types of peeps, I got to say. I'm proud of my little journalism tribe of friends. But you can clearly see there are certain headlines that make their way around the states. So if we picked up, for example, the Chicago Sun-Times, maybe got it online because a lot of their readership would grab it online. In Chicago, they seem to stick a lot with what's happening in Chicago more than anything else. And, of course, they do talk about national news. But always on the front page, it's about Chicago, 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 not a surprise. And the big headlines there, sadly, two teens accused in a school picnic shooting. They're considered a flight risk. Then you have Chicago Public Schools borrowed $275 million at sky-high interest. Well, that's lovely. Then you go down a little bit further, and you find that you find this one, that a fan sues the Bears over banning him from wearing Packers gear on the field. So you get into, there's a bunch of articles about shooting and killing and children being injured and terribly sad things. And that's a huge problem, obviously, in Chicago. And then you have the craziness of the story of the Bears fan, Russell Beckman, a Wisconsin native, apparently, and a longtime Bears season ticket holder, sued. He said, I'm suing you. If I can't wear my Packers gear when I'm a season ticket holder, then I'm going to sue you. So that's what happened. He has season tickets to the team's games, the Bears games, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying that the dress code, because the Bears have this thing, the Bears launched what they call the STH experience, which is short for season ticket holders experience, which is interesting because I'm about to do a big webinar about that. And what it's about, and they did this in 2014, the program offers points to season ticket holders that can be cashed in so they can be on Soldier Field turf before certain games and attend other exclusive events. But there's a catch. The fans have to be in Bears gear. Of course, it's the Chicago Bears. And during the 2014 and 2015 seasons, he went to a pre-game warm-up field experience decked out in the Packer stuff without any issue. Then he was doing the same thing last year, but 6 days before the game, he got an email with a list of rules, including one that said no opposing gear will be allowed. After exchanging emails, he knew he wouldn't get in. He wore his Packer jersey. He did anyway, and he wasn't let on the field. So he appealed to the commissioner, but didn't get any reply. Then he decided to file a lawsuit. He's not really, this is what's interesting. He's not asking for money. He wants the Bears and the NFL to allow fans to wear what they want in the fan experience. And this is interesting because this could, and it is a real lawsuit. This could affect fans of other teams when they're trying to do, because that's whole part of the thing. In trying to get people, because let's face it, they're ponying up, in many cases, some serious money. I mean, have you seen what season tickets cost? It's not a cheap, you know, it's not a cheap investment to get season tickets by any means. And so, you know, he's a season ticket holder. So you think about that. And what do you do? You know, boy, they certainly, because they're going to have to pay lawyers' costs, they certainly could not have wanted the Bears to have to be in a lawsuit with this guy. But at the same time, the Chicago Bears, could they hate a team more than the Packers? And, of course, the answer is no. That's their nemesis. That's their nemesis. So I think the fan wins, though, because he's a season ticket holder. I don't know how would they decide on this, because it's their team, and they, so seemingly, I guess, you know, they could set the rules, but at the same time, boy, there's something about that's in your face, isn't it? I think that's really in your face. And for some people, that would be just, I mean, that's like, just would be sacrilegious to do that. Seriously. To parade around in your face with another uniform. I'm trying to think of what would be equal to that. Maybe with the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Washington Redskins, but probably the Philadelphia Eagles more than any others. So I'll be curious, and the reason I bring this up is, I say, what's happening in your backyard, what's interesting convo, and this is interesting convo, I have to say, absolutely. All right, let's move to another newspaper of record, the New York Times. What is the New York Times talking about? The New York Times talked about a story that I just talked about, free speech at the Supreme Court and the ruling. They're also talking about how health care got to be such a mess, politics. They also talk about the Democrats are going to try to run out the clock on the Republican health bill, and they say they've got a few arrows in their quiver to just keep trying to push this. And, I mean, do the Republicans have the votes to pass it? That's the other question. And as I said, you know, ultimately they have to have the votes. So wouldn't it be great if it was bipartisan? But the Democrats are going to just slow this down. So that's kind of their thing. They want to see it go slower because they want a showdown vote before they leave town at the end of the week. And the Democrats fear that the Republicans are going to unveil a bill that would have sweeping effects on health care, that's what they're saying, within days and try to pass it with a limited debate. So, because you got to start thinking about the 4th of July. If the Republicans don't have a vote before the 4th of July, Democrats think the pressure over the recess will weaken support, then lawmakers would have just 3 weeks to pass a Senate bill and work out differences with the House before the August recess, which is a pretty big one. So will they relent and get this through or no? It seems like it's going slower to me. I don't know if this goes through before all that happens. The Republicans are working on their bill. Insurers around the country are announcing their intentions for 2018, because we're really at that point, and whether they're going to offer plans or not, state plans especially. So this is big. I said it at the top. You care about your health care when you need your health care. If it's just something little here or there, it's not quite the same thing. If something traumatic happens to your health, then it is a big deal. And then you know exactly what your neighbors and friends and others are talking about when they're saying they can't believe X, Y, and Z wasn't covered and they had no idea, because you hear that over and over again. So keep an eye on that clock. I think in one way that it was smart for the Republicans to slow it down, but maybe now it's going to be a little bit of giddy up. I said that before, that working on it and trying to get bipartisan support was smarter than trying to ram it in and it's not correct. But now, if you think of the time, it might be harder. If it's not done before that break, could be harder. Definitely. So that was the New York Times talking about some of those things in the very top part of the paper, what they call above the fold. Let's say that, above the fold. And that's what people look at first, whatever comes up there. In the meantime, if we kind of dove in a different direction and we went all the way to the West Coast, here's what they're talking about on the West Coast. They're talking about North Korea. They're saying a shopping trip leads to a scuffle between North Koreans and Homeland Security officials in New York. And then they piggyback that with what happened in North Korea. They also had a story about guns killing 1,300 children in the U.S. every year and sending thousands to the hospital. They also had a story about the Clippers introducing Jerry West as a team consultant. West was a superstar Laker, and then he worked in the Warriors organization, and of course now he is with the Clippers. They also had a story, because you have a terrible drought in California, about an 850-acre fire that a lot of firefighters are trying to put out. Ooh, the fires there can be brutal, and it's near a popular area, Big Bear. Stay with us. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count here on ATN. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Time for another edition of, yes, you guessed it, the numbers game. We can count. Why? Because numbers are everywhere. I like it when people say, I'm not good at math. I hate math. I was terrible at math. Everything's about the math, isn't it? These days, especially. How about this? I mentioned it before, but in case you missed it, I didn't give you the number. 50 flights canceled because of a heat wave in Arizona. Yep. Can't get those planes up. It's dangerous in the Southwest. There's probably some others that will be canceled, not just in Phoenix. I mean, in Sacramento, they had 106 over the weekend. That's crazy. Las Vegas gets hot. I used to live in Vegas. And that's why you go into those casinos and it is freezing. Because you're basically melting otherwise. And, you know, hot cars are a huge problem for people because what do they feel like once you get into the cars or you stay in the cars and, you know, et cetera? The heat is crazy. The heat index just goes sky high. But in Phoenix, they couldn't take any chances with American flights because they wouldn't have enough runway. And why would you take any chances? You got to cancel the flights. That's what you got to do. Mother Nature throws a curveball, and you just have to respond, I think, to that. How about this? This is a big, bad story. Republican firm leaked some information on 200 million voters. Ooh, that's not good. Whenever you hear the word leaked voters, meaning people, and 200 million, that doesn't feel right. So personal information, of course, was accidentally exposed online because of an improperly configured security setting. That was according to the security. The leaked info, compiled by Republican data from Deep Root Analytics, rather, and two other Republican contractors, included names, birth dates, addresses, voter registration details, and social media posts. They discovered the open database of 198 million voters on June 12th. It was secured on the 14th. Let's put that in some context for you. It was just the other week when Politico said that the United States had a little more than 200 million voters. So think about that. Oh, that's not good. The Republican National Committee released a statement saying they stopped further work with Deep Root pending the conclusion of their investigation into security procedures. I mean, it doesn't help the people whose information was leaked out there. Who knows where it is? And who knows how long it was exposed before that? Brutal. I mean, we're all ticking time bombs when it comes to cybersecurity. And certainly we've had people on the show recently in our Forbes segment, some top people in the country doing cybersecurity work, their firm saying, yeah, it's a bigger deal than even most companies recognize. Because what can be stolen from you? And once it's out there, it's out there. Always a big deal when somebody connected to the White House at the higher levels gets a puppy, isn't it? Everybody always talks about puppies and animals. I mean, I guess they could talk about cats, too, but it always seems to be the dogs. So Mike Pence, last cat, one of the family pets, Oreo, apparently died. So, and that happened like, I don't know, less than two weeks ago. So they still have one cat that's alive, but they decided, you know what, we've got to get a dog. So over the weekend, they got a puppy named Hartley, an Australian Shepherd. So how about that? So for Father's Day, the VP got a puppy. And it makes the news because we always talk about the canines connected to the White House. And it is always a big deal, right? Al Gore had a couple of puppies. Of course, does everyone remember George H.W. Bush and the golden cocker spaniel they had? That dog certainly made a lot of news. I mean, really, across the board. The Obamas, when they got a puppy, that made big news. Ugh. We long for those softer sides sometimes, don't we? I think so. Okay, so let's move on to another one. By the way, now they've got, let's see, one, two, three animals, because they have a rabbit, too. So they have a rabbit, a cat, and now this dog. So there's your big number, three. Yep. Tom Brady made a big announcement you might have missed. The Patriots quarterback said he has a dream of where he'd like to play. Any guesses as to where that dream place is? If you were thinking China, ding, ding, ding. He was saying that over the weekend. He was doing a promotional trip for Under Armour, and he was in China. He said his dream is to play a game in that country. He said, we had an opportunity. Here's your number. 10 years ago, but my team was, you know, that my team was going to play here, and unfortunately it didn't work out. I hope we do play some more games here. He was visiting China for the first time. He's also going to make an appearance in Japan as well. And he was right about that. The Patriots nearly played a preseason game against the Seahawks in China in 2007, but that game was later canceled. The NFL has only played regular season international games in England and Mexico. We've heard that there is a chance that the NFL will play a regular season game in China. Not scheduled, as far as we know, at this point, not for 2018 anyway, so I suppose it would have to be the next season, 2018, 2019, if in fact that happens. It would be well attended, I'm certain of it. I mentioned in a previous show that we will, I think, eventually see a team in London. I think we're going to see a team in London. Walmart, which is gobbling up all kinds of companies here and there, is buying Bonobos for $310 million. It's they're going to pay cash. It's an internet clothing brand. But I think it's really Bonobos. Is clothing won't be sold on Walmart's website or stores. It's going to be on Jet.com, the online marketplace Walmart recently bought for $3 billion. We had Liza Landsman on our Forbes segment, who was the CEO of Jet.com. Isn't that interesting? So their strategy is starting to take place. Walmart's e-commerce sales grew by 63% last quarter, although most of that growth came from Walmart's flagship website. So now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to move into different digitally native, they call them, vertical brands, and that's one of them. So yet another company. The $3.3 billion, oh, that conversation with Liza Landsman was something, I'll tell you, because, you know, they built something, and it just took off like a shot, and it was quite easy for Walmart to say, you know what, this totally makes sense for us. And, of course, that's what they did. They jumped in and snapped it up. Elizabeth Warren is on the war path, not about anything in particular, about Congress, but she wants the Wells Fargo board wiped out, she says. She's so livid with Wells Fargo that she's demanding the government take the dramatic step of throwing out most of the board of directors. Because Wells Fargo, of course, acknowledged firing 5,300 workers for creating 2 million fake accounts. She says the Federal Reserve has to hold Wells Fargo's board members accountable for their risk management failures. I don't think they're going to have to pack their bags just yet, though. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.